listening to The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
All right, it's time for Adam Schefter. Our NFL insider from ESPN joins us now, courtesy of your Front Range Mercedes-Benz dealers. Adam, good afternoon. How are you, my friend?
What is going on right now, D-Mac and Tom?
Well, it's just the countdown to Hard Knocks, so we can see the latest drama with Antonio Brown. And we're hearing he did practice with a certified helmet, Adam. Can you bring us on in on Helmetgate in Oakland?
I don't know that there's a solution. I mean, he was out there with a certified helmet. I don't know that that's one that he wants to wear in games, and that situation is now solved, and it's the end of the issue, and that's it. I don't know that it's that easy. Very few things with Antonio Brown are that easy these days. And so we'll wait and see. But again, I think it's a positive sign for the Raiders that he's back out there today in a certified helmet, whatever that means. I'm not ready to make any definitive declarations just yet.
Adam, does the NFL have a rule where a player has to practice so many times before he's basically eligible to play in the regular season, like college and high school?
No.
So he gets...
look at Aaron Donald last year. He missed all the training camp, didn't practice, play, came in, started the opener, and was basically the MVP of the league other than Patrick Mahomes. So, you know, if you want, Tom, you've seen this. I mean, when the Broncos traded for Gary Zimmerman, right? He was wherever the heck he was in Oregon, Bend, Oregon. They pulled him out of there, and I think he started that week, correct?
Oh, after he retired.
Well, I'm talking about when they made the initial trade with the Vikings.
Okay.
1-2-6. He came in. The season, I believe, was underway. Was it the summer, or was it the first or second week of the season? I don't remember.
Man, that was 93.
Yeah.
I don't remember. I was before I got here.
Yeah, right. You were drafted in 94.
Yeah, you were just Rocky Mountain News at the time, I think. That's how long ago that was.
I was 3 years on the beat. I'm now going on 30 years, Tom. 30 years. That's a lot of hits to my head.
Three years on the beat on a paper that's been extinct for like 18 years. So that's a long time if you put it in perspective. Did Mayock's comments – well, what did you think of Mayock's comments in terms of Antonio Brown?
I thought he was challenging him.
Yeah.
He was calling him out. He was getting tired of it, and I think it showed. I think that's what happened right there, right?
Did that work, do you think? Do you think that was,
No, because he filed a grievance right after those comments, didn't he? He refiled?
Well, against the NFL, trying to get the helmet back.
Right. But Mayock basically said, I'm done with the helmet. He's either with us or against it,
right.
Not with us. And then, then the refile.
Well, that's what he wanted to do. I mean, they were trying to send him a message.
Speaking of messages sent, did the Cowboys and Jerry Jones send a message to Dak and Amari and you know, as far as free agents go, and Ezekiel Elliott when they re-signed Jalen Smith today with a lucrative contract extension and not any of those three guys, basically saying, you know, this guy is willing to take a hometown discount. You guys should too?
Say that one more time. I missed the question. I'm getting Jalen Smith numbers that are just coming in right now, and I apologize about that.
No, it's about Jalen Smith. Is Jerry Jones trying to send a message to the rest of the other three Cowboys that are looking for these kind of deals?
Yeah, I think there's no doubt. Basically, the deal just came in just now, and it's a situation where this was a deal that people weren't expecting right now, right? And so Jerry's saying, look, we want to pay who we want to pay. We want to get deals done, and this is how we're going to do it. And they get a deal done with Jalen Smith. It's 5 new years, $65 million, including $35.5 million guaranteed. It gives Smith the third highest paid guarantee and makes him a top five linebacker with only 22 starts.
How's the Zeke who comment? I know it was, I think, a joke, but how's that ultimately going over?
I don't think that Zeke liked it. I don't think the agent liked it. And it's basically a situation where when you get into these holdouts, it gets very personal. And you better be careful about what you say, because it involves other people's business, right? And mm-hmm. so when it involves other people's business, you just don't talk about other people's business. And we've seen that with Le'Veon Bell. We saw it a little bit with Phillip Rivers and Melvin Gordon, though that really seemed to get extinguished fairly soon. You saw that Zeke and his agent were offended by what Jerry Jones said publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And so there we go.
Well, a couple of that with the Jalen Smith contract, if you're Ezekiel Elliott, you just staying in Mexico for the rest of the year?
Well, that's a decision he's got to make, Tom. And basically, it's hard. You know, this is where I think both sides have a point, right? Zeke is a great running back, and he's incredibly important to that team. He also has 2 years left on his contract, and then the Cowboys can tag him for two more years, maybe even three. So basically, they control his rights, you could argue, for 4 to 5 years. So if he doesn't come in, he's not getting any money. So Dallas, to me, has more leverage. But Jerry Jones is 76 years old and wants to win a Super Bowl. So Zeke has some leverage, too. That's withholding his services. And it's up to these guys to figure it out. I don't know how they're going to figure it out, right? I'll leave that to them. They can't be all that far apart from a deal. They both want it a certain way. And the question is, who's willing to give in more?
See, JT Barrett was on the street. He gets pulled in when Geno Smith goes down for a little bit. You see Josh McCown get on the surface, a $2 million deal. We'll see where that goes going forward with the Eagles. Now you see a situation in Denver with our guy...
Drew Lock?
Drew Lock. Brain freeze, sorry. Drew Lock having a thumb injury there, Adam. I know there's other quarterbacks out there on the street, but I guess I'm going deeper with the Colin Kaepernick situation.
Wait. Okay, go ahead. Yep.
Well, my question is, where is Colin Kaepernick in it? Is it just impossible? Is it just absurd to think of a team just bringing him on to see how he looks?
Listen, I think he should have been. And I don't know. I mean, I think we all have an idea why he hasn't been. And it's unfortunate, and it's not right, but it doesn't change the fact that he's unemployed, and I think he's living in New York City. He's training. He'd like to play. Nobody has seemed willing to give him a chance. When you bring up Denver, that's an entirely separate subject. I think they made their move. The Broncos did for a quarterback, and that's Joe Flacco. Drew Lock is not ready to play right now, and he's not going to be ready to play this year. And I don't mean from a physical standpoint with the injury. I just mean just in general. Like, you know, here's a guy that basically never was, you know, behind center in college, and he's got a lot to learn. And they have a question, I think, as to who's going to get back. Drew Lock is not ready to be the number two quarterback right now. He's just not.
Is Colin Kaepernick looking to be a number two quarterback, or does he want to be paid as a starter?
I think Colin Kaepernick would just like a chance. Now, the issue with that is you bring him in. I mean, you know what happens here. You know, it just becomes crazy. Like an international story. Do the Broncos or any team want that right now for a backup quarterback? It's like to a much different level, different degree, different circumstances when Tim Tebow was a quarterback. Did you want Tim Tebow in your roster, in your locker room? Did you want that?
Mm-mm, not me.
No, I thought it was great.
I thought it was ridiculous.
It was exciting. It was fun. And he actually was a better option to win games than Kyle Orton. That just played itself out.
He said in the locker room, not.
The question is, right now in Denver, for example, Adam, the backup quarterback with Drew Lock being hurt is Kevin Hogan. So I'm supposed to believe.
Again, that's my point.
Right.
Denver has a backup quarterback question/issue. It does. Now, listen. Colin Kaepernick is probably going to be as talented as any backup you could find. There's no doubt about that. But the question is that the direction they want to go? And there hasn't been a team out there that's willing to do that so far. I don't suspect that. Look, let me tell you something else here. Denver was the last best chance for Colin Kaepernick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the Broncos and the 49ers had a trade in place, whether it was agreed to or close to agreed to, I don't remember. And Colin Kaepernick was going to have to take a pay cut and get back some money. And if my memory serves me correctly, the Broncos and Niners went back and forth on some of that money. And Colin, I don't think, wanted to give up all the money.
Mm-hmm.
The bottom line is they couldn't figure it out. And if we can go back to that time, I'll bet you Colin might be willing to give up a little bit of that money to right. make that deal work. Because had he right. come to Denver, who knows how this would have gone. That sure. would have been a great opportunity for him and for the team.
Yeah.
And it didn't go down that way.
All right, great.
And it was close to going down that way.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh, yeah. John says that he turned us down. That's how John frames the Colin Kaepernick situation.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, great stuff, Adam, as always. We appreciate it. Have a great week, my friend.
You got it, guys. Have a great one.
Adam Schefter on the Jägermeister Hotline. Well, what do you do? What do you do with the reports out today that Drew Lock is out for the next few weeks? Are you all right with Kevin Hogan, the Hoagie Man, as your backup quarterback? Football at Four is next.